Welcome to Lesson 1 of Zoom Tutor's Windows 95 course. This lesson will introduce you to the world of Windows 95. Specifically, you're going to learn what Windows is, as well as some things you can do with Windows. We'll take a look at the opening Windows screen, called the desktop, and learn how to work with the Start button. You'll open a window and then learn several ways to manipulate it by moving, resizing, and closing it. Finally, you'll see how to leave Windows so that you can safely turn off your computer. Look over the topics for this lesson and then click the play button to continue. So what exactly is Windows 95? Well, quite simply, Windows is a special program that lets you easily work with your computer. You can think of Windows as a bridge between you and everything you can do on your computer. For example, you use Windows to run your applications, such as your favorite word processing program. Or you can just pick a document you want to work with, such as a letter, and Windows will automatically run the program that created that document. Windows also allows you to organize and manage the information in your computer. For example, you can set up different folders to store your information, such as a folder for your financial records and a folder for your personal letter files. You can then copy, move, delete, and rename these files and folders. And if you ever need to locate a folder or file, Windows offers a special feature to help you find files and folders on your computer. And once you find a file, you can work with it, such as opening it or printing it. You can use Windows to control how your computer screen looks by changing the colors, fonts, and even the background picture. Windows offers many tools to help you maintain your computer, such as by adding programs and cleaning up your hard disk. Windows offers many more features than the ones I've mentioned, but these are the tasks that most people perform most of the time. So this course is going to teach you how to use these features. Look over the screen and then click the play button to begin working with Windows. The screen that you see after you turn on your computer is called the desktop, since this is where you do all your work. When you first install Windows 95, the desktop contains just a few things. There should be two or three little pictures on the left side of your desktop, called icons. An icon in Windows is just a picture that represents something. For example, there might be an icon of the computer, called My Computer, on your desktop. This icon represents your computer and everything in it. As you'll see later in the course, double-clicking this icon lets you start browsing through the information in your computer. By the way, the icons on your desktop might look a little different if your computer is using a Windows 95 add-on program, such as Microsoft Plus. These add-on programs let you pick different desktop looks, and they often change the icons on your desktop. If this is the case with your desktop, just be aware that the names and pictures of your icons might be a little different from how I refer to them. Now look at the bottom of your desktop. The horizontal bar is called the taskbar, and it displays a start button on the left side, and a loudspeaker and the current time on the right side. The taskbar actually has a greater purpose than just displaying these things. Later in the course, you'll see how other buttons appear on the taskbar, enabling you to work with different programs. As you've probably gathered from Microsoft's TV commercials, you can start working in Windows 95 by clicking the Start button. Move the mouse so that the mouse pointer, an arrow, is on top of the Start button. Do this now. Now click the mouse on the Start button by quickly pressing and releasing the left mouse button. What you see now is called a menu, or more specifically, the Start menu. The Start menu contains different items, which allow you to do different things. Go ahead and slide the mouse pointer over to the Shutdown item. The item is now highlighted. If you were to click this highlighted item now, the computer would do what the item says. In this case, shut down Windows. We don't want to leave Windows yet, so move the mouse to the Find item. Now another menu appears. You can think of this as a submenu of the Find item. Whenever an item has a right-pointing triangle next to it, that means there is a submenu for that item. Now move the mouse pointer up and highlight the program's item. The program's submenu contains a list of programs that you can run on your computer. Some programs on this list come with Windows 95, such as the ones contained in the top item, Accessories. And other programs are ones that were purchased and installed separately. For example, our Zoom Tutor program appears on this list. Notice that the programs having submenus are listed first. You can see that these programs all have a right triangle next to them. Then the programs without submenus are listed. Let's take a look at the Accessories submenu. Highlight it now by moving the mouse pointer directly to the right and then up. If the menu disappears, just highlight Programs again and try again. Now you see the different programs or applets that come with Windows 95. Depending on how Windows was installed in your computer, your accessories list might contain all of the available applets or just some of them. Let's check out a handy accessory called the Notepad. This program lets you type up quick letters and memos in a very simple format called text format. Move the mouse pointer directly to the right and then down to highlight Notepad. Now click the Notepad item. What you see now is called a window. This window contains the program called Notepad, so the word Notepad appears in the horizontal bar on the very top of the window. The word Untitled just means that the empty document inside the window hasn't been named yet. Notice that when the Notepad window appeared, the Start menu and all its submenus disappeared. And notice that the taskbar now contains a button displaying the name of the window that is currently open on the desktop. I'm not going to teach you how to use the Notepad program right now, but I do want to show you how you can work with the window itself. For example, if you need to move this window to another place in the desktop, you can drag it with the mouse. Dragging means holding down the left mouse button, sliding the mouse pointer to a new location, and then releasing the mouse button. The horizontal bar at the very top of the window is called the title bar, and that's what you use to drag the window. But first, make sure the window does not fill up the entire screen. On the right side of the title bar, there are three buttons. If the middle button has two squares inside of it, instead of just one square, click that button to make the window smaller. Now move the mouse pointer so that it's inside the title bar. Next, press and hold down the left mouse button. While still holding down the mouse button, slide the mouse pointer over to the left a few inches. As you slide the mouse, you'll probably see that just an outline of the window moves. In some cases, you might see the entire window move. Now release the left mouse button and watch the window drop into its new location. What if you'd like to change the size of the window? For example, maybe you'd like to stretch the right side out a little. To do this, you just drag the right border of the window. Move the mouse to the right border. When the mouse pointer is on a window border, it changes to a double arrow. That means you can drag the border. Go ahead and drag the border a little to the right. The window is now wider. You can drag any of the four borders to stretch the window. You can also drag any of the window's four corners diagonally in or out. This changes the size of the two borders surrounding the corner at the same time. Sometimes it's nice if the window fills up your entire screen. The middle button on the right side of the title bar is called the Maximize button. It should contain a picture of one square. Click it and see what happens. The Notepad window should now completely cover the desktop. Don't worry, everything else on the desktop still exists. Those objects are just covered up right now. Notice that the picture in the Maximize button has changed to two small squares. Actually, this button has become the Restore button, meaning it will restore the window to its previous size. Click the Restore button now. The Notepad window is back to its previous size. The button to the left of the Maximize button is called the Minimize button, but we'll try that one out later. The button with the X on it, on the far right, is the Close button, which, as you may guess, closes the window. When you close a window, the program it contains stops running. Go ahead and click the Close button. The window should be gone, as well as its button in the taskbar. By the way, the techniques you just learned for working with the Notepad window can be used for almost all windows in your desktop. Well, it's about time to wrap up this lesson. Although I don't want you to turn off your computer right now, let me show you the safe way of leaving Windows before turning off your computer. When you want to turn off your computer, you should first choose the shutdown item from the Start menu. Windows needs to do a few things before turning off your computer, so you should never turn off your power switch before shutting down Windows. Click the Start button in the taskbar. Now move the mouse pointer up to the shutdown item and click it. Windows wants to verify that you want to shut down. Clicking the Yes button shuts Windows down. Clicking the No button returns you to the desktop, and clicking the Help button gives you more information. You also have the option of shutting down your computer, restarting it, or restarting it in MS-DOS. Restarting your computer has the same effect as turning your computer off and then turning it on again. Since we don't really want to shut down Windows right now, click the No button. This concludes Lesson 1. In a moment, you'll return to the Windows 95 tutorial menu, where you can move on to Lesson 2. That lesson teaches you how to run programs and work with program windows. See you then.